So in the gospel, we heard that the Magi came from the east bearing three gifts. And those gifts are gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So now I'm going to make you all get out of your comfort zone, and you're going to have congregation participation. So the three gifts are? That was the best yet. So your mass is the best. You guys are getting it good. Okay, so let's keep that up. Keep it up, okay? Because there's going to be a quiz at the end, so you need to get this stuff in your mind. So what do these gifts mean symbolically, and what should they mean to us today? So I want you to kind of consider your nativity scene for a moment. Now, I know you're all good Catholics and you haven't taken any of your decorations down yet because Christmas is still going on. And so your nativity scene is still up and you just put the three wise men in there. So it's kind of fun to look at the figurines and try to figure out who is who. So the first thing, or the first king that I like to look at is the one with the treasure chest. You know, the coffer. So the first gift is gold. And what does the gold symbolize? Well, it symbolizes that the child is not just a child, but this child is also a king. So gold symbolizes... Let's try that again. Gold symbolizes... Very good. What type of king is he? Is he a king? He is. Does he have subjects that he governs? He does. Who are they? Us. We are his subjects. And he is the best of kings. He is a king who puts his subjects and his servants before himself. He is a king who humbles himself and becomes a human being, even though he is God. And he doesn't just serve his subjects, but he is willing to die for his subjects. So he is a king beyond all imagining. He is a king who literally lays down his life for his people. And so the king has a question for us. Is Jesus the king of our lives? Well, you're here at Mass at 11:15 or whatever. So of course you're going to say, yes, he's the king of my life. I'm here. So thanks be to God. He's the king of your life at 11:15 on Sunday morning. But is he the king of your life at every other moment of your life? Does he govern and rule all your decisions and every other moment of your life? Does he govern and rule the decisions you make when you're with your friends? Does he govern and rule the decisions of your life when you're watching television or when you're on the internet? Does he govern and determine your attitude when something terrible happens, when your life becomes frustrating, or when things become unbearable? Is he constantly and forever the king of our lives and the king of our hearts? You see, Jesus is a demanding king solely in the fact that he wants our hearts all the time. So may we today give our gold, in other words, give ourselves to the King of Glory. So Christ is a king, and we know this because of the gift of gold. So gold is given because he is a
king.
Great. So let's move to number two. The second gift is the gift of frankincense. So take away the frank, and you have simply incense. Now, we burn incense only because we are offering sacrifice and praise to God. Now, in all the major world religions, incense is offered. Doesn't matter if it's Hinduism and Buddhism, Taoism, Muslims, incense is offered. So the incense reminds us that this baby is not just an infant who looks like an infant, but he is God in the flesh. He is God incarnate in the flesh. So the frankincense means that he is God. Okay. So if he is God, which he truly is, then we are called to worship him. A great reflection for us is to do what we need to do, and that is, do we worship the Christ child? And once again, you're going to say, yeah, Father, it's 11:15 on Sunday morning. Of course we worship the Christ child. I'm here. But let me say this. I've been going to Mass all my life. And since the time I was about 8 or 9 years old, pretty much every day of my life. But in those early years, I'm not so sure I worshiped God. Now, I stood up, I sat down, I knelt, I responded with the best of them, but did I worship? Was my heart there? I went through the rubrics, and I did what was asked of me, but was my heart in it? So do we, every day, offer our heart in true worship as a true gift? Do we give our lives and surrender our wills to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? That's what's being asked of us, not just to show up and go through the motions. We have to be willing to give of ourselves, to offer ourselves, that we surrender ourselves. So may this Epiphany be an opportunity for us to offer to him who is God the gift which is the greatest of all gifts, which is our very lives. So we offer frankincense because he is
God.
Okay. The third gift is the most mysterious of all the gifts. Usually this is the one where, if you look at your figurines, this is the king who is on his knees in prostration. He's bending down, bowing down, and he has a ceramic vase or something in front of him. So the third gift is what we kind of were lacking in our first reading. In the first reading from the prophet Isaiah, he talks about the camels and the dromedaries, and then it talked about two gifts. It talked about gold and frankincense. But if you look at that reading, the third gift, myrrh, was not mentioned. Well, many believe it was unthinkable that the Messiah would be a suffering servant, that he would die. And you see, the gift of myrrh is a horrible gift because it symbolizes that he was going to be sacrificed. The gift of myrrh symbolizes that he was going to be sacrificed. So myrrh was used to prepare bodies for burial. So to put this in perspective, this would be like showing up at a baby shower and bringing a coffin or a body bag for your child. The king was saying that this child would fulfill the prophecies of the Old Testament and would be a suffering servant. So what this really means is that this is a king that we can really surrender our lives to, because this is a king who will lay down everything out of love for us. He is a sacrifice offered to his own Father out of love for you and for me. So what is the response in this gift? Well, the response is to ask ourselves the question, if God was willing to sacrifice himself for us, am I a sacrifice for others? Do I give myself in sacrifice to others? Do I love my wife and sacrifice for her? Do I love my husband and sacrifice for him? Do I love my parents? Do I love my brother and sister? Do I love my child? Do I love my neighbor, my coworker, my friends, my enemies, and sacrifice for them? Jesus says in Matthew chapter 25, to love, we treat others as we would treat the Lord. And that takes sacrifice. So myrrh represents that we are willing to sacrifice. So on this great feast of Epiphany, the three gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh are great reminders to us of who this babe is. We give him gold because he is a? We give him frankincense because he is? And we give him myrrh because he is called to be a? Great. Now may these three gifts open our eyes and our minds and our hearts to who this child is and call us to a deeper relationship with him, a deeper love of him, and a deeper service to him today and forever.